Before he was a best-selling author, Joseph Wambaugh was a detective with the Los Angeles Police Department. And that experience helped Wambaugh write about cops as real people. More than three decades later, he's still writing. And in the last of our Crime in the City series, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco explores Wambaugh's Los Angeles.
Joe Wambaugh is treated like a star when he visits the police station in the gritty Hollywood neighborhood he's immortalized. He's even invited to address the baby-faced officers during roll call.
These young people are not going to know who this old fart is.
Well, they know who you are, sir. Huh?
Sergeant Donovan Lyons assures him of his cult status within the LAPD. Hanging on the walls of the station are framed movie posters of Wambaugh's famous films.
Anybody see the movies? Oh, yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
It's a young crew.
Wambaugh jokes a bit, then offers some advice from his book, Hollywood Station.
There's a line in there that the sergeant, who I call the oracle in the book, says that's true. It's that doing good police work is the most fun you will ever have in your lives. I'll leave you with that. Good to meet you. Thanks.
Wambaugh, who's now 71, is the son of a police officer. He joined the LAPD in the early 1960s after a stint in the Marines. For 14 years, Wambaugh worked his way up from patrolman to detective sergeant at LA's Hollenbeck Station. When he wasn't on duty, he wrote two successful novels about the LAPD, The New Centurions and The Blue Knight, which were made into movies.
Freeze, man! Your head's coming off! Cool it! Out of my way!
Wambaugh was also still a cop when he wrote and produced The Onion Field, a best-selling book and movie. It's the true-life story of two LAPD officers who were kidnapped and taken to an onion field outside Bakersfield, California, by two suspected robbers. As the film depicts, one of the cops, Ian Campbell, was murdered. Decades later, Wambaugh stands outside the Hollywood Station, which features sidewalk stars like those on Hollywood Boulevard for movie legends. Only these memorialize Ian Campbell and other cops killed while on duty.
I was put on Earth to write The Onion Field. That's how I felt about it. It was such an emotional experience for me. I took a six-month leave of absence from the police department to write that book. I read 40,000 pages of court transcript. I interviewed about 63 people. And wrote the book in 3 months, went back to my detective table at Hollenbeck Station, and stayed a cop for another year.
Wambaugh's celebrity grew, and he was sometimes hounded for autographs from the people he put in handcuffs. He eventually quit his day job to write and to create, among other works, the hit 1970s TV series Police Story. With his realistic portrayals of cops, Wambaugh transformed the formerly clean-cut Joe Friday image of the LAPD.
Before I came along, Dragnet and Adam 12 were good public relations vehicles for the LAPD, but they didn't attempt ever to tell how the job acts on the cop. The cops in those stories were stick figures, right? There were no third dimension to them. We didn't know who they were and what they felt.
Instead, the cops in Joseph Wambaugh's books do have feelings and flaws, which he says almost got him fired by the police chief at the time. But the current chief, William Bratton, warmly embraces him, and Wambaugh's books are now must-reads at the police academy.
I like to think of myself as the younger, sexier homicide detective he referred to in the story.
Hollywood Detective Sergeant Vicki Bynum says it's difficult to get police officers to open up, but she's among the scores of cops Wambaugh has interviewed over the years to collect their stories, which he then fictionalizes.
Joe's thing is to take you out to dinner, and cocktails flow, and the stories start to flow also. And he's found, I think, that women are a lot more conversive than men. The guys, you know, they usually take a few more cocktails.
Wambaugh's Los Angeles is populated not only with complex cops, but also wannabe actors and drug-addicted tweakers, wealthy immigrants, gawking tourists, and colorful street thugs.
All of the bad guys, or bad women, in my stories are ordinary little criminals.
Take, for instance, characters from Wambaugh's latest books about Hollywood. Costume celebrity lookalikes greet tourists in front of the famed Man's Chinese Theater, and sometimes they get into scuffles. In one scene, Batman fights with Spider-Man, and Marilyn Monroe has to call 911.
Yeah, no, I mean, it happens all the time in Hollywood.
Hollywood detective Brett Goodkin helped Wambaugh with his research.
You do get those calls, you know, suspects dressed as Bart Simpson, and you show up, and sure enough, there's a really angry, maybe high, Bart Simpson that wants to fight. The majority of these street performers have criminal histories, you know, and they get into little squabbles among themselves.
Other scenes in Wamba's new books take place at L.A.'s legendary farmers market, where showbiz old-timers hang out every morning. The group includes actor-producer Paul Mazursky, artist Charles Bragg, and assorted comedians.
Here comes my good friend Edward G. Robinson.
Hey, wait,
When Wamba visits, they rib him about how he portrayed them in his books.
He's the geezer. I'm a young stud. He's the geezer.
No, I'm the codger. Paul Mazursky's the geezer. I'm the codger.
Aren't they something?
You had to put them in the book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if I hadn't used them, they'd never speak to me again. The only thing they're angry about, they all wanted to be named in the book. With their agent's name, phone number, available dates.
For lunch, Wamba heads to East L.A. for some Mexican food. At the popular restaurant El Tepayac, he meets up with another old pal, Mike Diaz.
Abrazos! Mikey.
Look what I brought.
Inside, they sit with their backs to the wall in case of any trouble, an old cop habit. Then Wamba reminisces with Diaz, a recently retired Hollywood Station sergeant. Some of Diaz's stories will be in Wamba's next book, Hollywood Moon.
He's like our godfather. He's the one that brought us to the screen and let people know what police work was really like. We have problems. We have heartbreaks. We have divorces. You know, we have kids that run away. We have kids that use drugs. We're just like you.
I'm a padrino.
He's our godfather.
Wamba is now working with Sony Pictures to turn his Hollywood trilogy into a TV series. He says he plans to continue writing about the cops in Los Angeles.
Of course, because I'm an LAPD cop, now and forever.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
You can read an excerpt from Wamba's latest book, Hollywood Crows, at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos.